Three ways to start and stick with a journaling practice. How to start journaling. Study after study shows that writing down your thoughts and feelings can improve both your mental and physical health. If you've never tried journaling before, or you've tried and have had trouble keeping at it, here are some tips for making this beneficial practice part of your routine. Make your journal a judgment-free zone. Sometimes what you're thinking and feeling can seem overwhelming. But getting everything down on paper, or on your computer, is what helps you understand the full range of your needs and figure out how to begin having them met. So let your thoughts flow and write it all down. Choose a method that works for you. If the idea of having to write every day makes you feel anxious, consider journaling just once a week or taking the weekends off. If words don't come easily, or if you find yourself confined by lines on a page, a visual journal of unlined pages where you sketch or doodle is a great alternative. You can also speak your thoughts out loud and record them on a cell phone or recording device. Review your thoughts every so often. One of the great things about keeping a journal is that over time you can see how much you grow as a person. You see how your thoughts evolve and gain new perspectives on situations that may be causing you stress. Best of all, you develop a more in-depth understanding of yourself that may help you cope more easily when times are tough. Get started. Now that you know the best way to approach keeping a journal, you're ready to begin. If you're not sure what to say, try the following journaling prompts to get started. If someone described me, what would they say? What's the best compliment you've received? What new activities would you like to try? What does good health mean to you? What does friendship mean to you? Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. The point of this practice is to help you sort out your thoughts and feelings so you can learn and grow.